from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Trump's former campaign manager indicted.
We want America to understand who Donald Trump the man is, not just Donald Trump the candidate, or, you know, the composite of his career.
That was Paul Manafort just over a year ago when he served as campaign chairman for then-candidate Donald Trump. But today, a different story, as Mr. Manafort was charged Monday with conspiring against the U.S., money laundering and lying to the government as part of a wide-ranging lobbying effort for former Ukrainian strongman Viktor Yanukovych. Manafort and a former business associate, Rick Gates, were indicted by a federal grand jury in Washington as part of special counsel Robert Mueller's criminal investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential campaign. First charges Mueller has made public in his five-month probe. President Trump discounted the Manafort indictment as irrelevant to the 2016 campaign, and again said investigators ought to be focusing on the challenger he defeated, former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. The head of the United Nations Atomic Energy Agency says Iran has been carrying out its commitments made under a landmark nuclear deal with world powers. The announcement comes on the heels of a dispute between Washington and Iran over President Trump's decision this month not to certify Tehran's compliance with the nuclear deal. Apparently, when the United Nations General Assembly met a few weeks ago, the U.S. made an overture to President Hassan Rouhani, which Rouhani promptly refused. After his press briefing today, Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Bahram Ghassemi told reporters, "Any talks between Iran and the U.S. in the future are very unlikely, considering the policies taken by Mr. Trump, unless we observe a fundamental change in the behavior and policies of the United States toward the Islamic Republic of Iran over regional issues." This is VOA News. The Electoral Commission announced Monday incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta has won Kenya's presidential election, which was boycotted by the opposition with just over 98% of the vote. Turnout for Thursday's poll was just under 39% of the 19.6 million registered voters. Almost immediately, demonstrations ignited in areas throughout Kenya, including Kisumu near Nairobi. Opposition leader Raila Odinga, who dropped out of the presidential rerun, had called on his supporters to boycott the vote, and protesters blocked polling stations from opening in some opposition strongholds. The October vote was a rerun of the August presidential election. Kenyatta was declared the winner of that vote, but the results were thrown out by the Supreme Court because of irregularities in the transmission of results. Iraqi Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani has announced he is stepping down as president. In a televised speech, Barzani asked Parliament to dissolve the position of the president and distribute its duties among the Kurdish prime minister, parliament, and the judiciary. Barzani said the Iraqi government used the September Kurdish independence referendum as an excuse to retake much of the territory the Kurds had controlled for years. Afghanistan's Taliban claims the health condition of an American hostage, Kevin King, is rapidly deteriorating and he urgently needs better medical care. The 60-year-old King and his Australian colleague, 48-year-old Timothy Weeks, were teaching at Kabul's American University of Afghanistan before they were kidnapped at gunpoint near the campus in August of 2016. The Islamist insurgency later claimed responsibility and demanded release of Taliban prisoners held by both the Americans and the Afghans. Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid said Monday King has been suffering from dangerous heart and kidney diseases and requires urgent medical treatment. Mujahid urged the United States to accept Taliban demands to secure the release of the two hostages. Starting next year, Saudi women will be able to attend sporting events at three stadiums across the country as part of the kingdom's efforts to improve women's rights. Saudi Arabia has some of the world's tightest restrictions on women, has long barred women from sports arenas by strict rules on segregation of the sexes in public. And Game 5 of the 2017 World Series of Baseball was played late Sunday night in Houston, Texas. The Astros beat the L.A. Dodgers 13-12 in extra innings. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.